You guys drove down there, got in position to do it, and took four cracks at it, but couldn't get in. How do you read this type of offensive night?
I think they handled the ball better than we did in the conditions. Obviously, the turnover, a lot of drops. Sitting there at the end of the game, four chances to score from the nine, feeling pretty good about ourselves. But it's tough, couldn't find a way to make the final play.
TJ, I would imagine is particularly frustrating. Now, you haven't seen the film yet, but I watched the game. You guys won the line of scrimmage. Normally that translates to victories. It's got to be kind of frustrating. You guys ran the ball well, protected well, and so forth. It's got to be really frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, up front, we're used to, if we have a good game, the offense usually follows. But, just wasn't the case tonight. And we had our fair share of negative plays. Couple costly penalties. Kind of hurt us on some, a couple drives. But yeah, we just we really got to come together as a whole offense. It just feels like our rhythm's been off a little bit the past 5 or 6 weeks.
Final thing for you, TJ. You're a veteran guy. Like, this isn't good. You lost, four or five or something like that. And so people are going to forget the Viking game and so forth. So what's got to happen, I guess?
I think everybody, we just got to take the accountability. You got to make sure, first and foremost, everybody's doing their job. And, I think everybody's kind of, not any certain individual or individual group. Everybody's kind of having their moments of having some bad plays at critical times. So it's something that, every week we feel like we watch the film and we feel like we're not that far off. But we gotta be better at the little things, finishing our blocks, catching the ball, finishing runs. We gotta be better at the small things, and that's something that. We're running out of time. We only got five games left, so it's gonna have to be a quick turnaround for us.